The Other Two is now in season two, the series on HBO Max that follows the two older siblings of a younger brother, Chase, who becomes a teenage sensation. But where does that leave them? The series stars Drew Tarver, Helene York, and Case Walker, and Pat Dubeck, the mother of this family, who all strive mightily for instant stardom, as played by Molly Shannon. Pat gets her own talk show.
And that's when we found out my husband had cancer.
Oh, no.
We all knew we were going to lose him.
Of course.
But then the cancer went away.
Oh, good.
But then he got into a car accident.
Oh, no.
No, he was fine. Only the bumper was damaged.
That's good.
But then last year, the cancer came back. And he died.
I'm so sorry to hear that, Sheila. And in the future, that car park can just lift right out.
I can see that.
Okay.
And Molly Shannon, who was on Saturday Night Live, of course, joins us from New York. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott. It's so nice to be with you guys.
How do Pat's children feel about being, in many ways, still the source of some of her best material on the show? I mean, it gets their name out there, but...
Yeah, they're not so crazy that I'm always talking about them on the show, but they do understand.
Not to give too much away, but at the beginning of season two, Chase, the teenage sensation, says he wants a normal life and so he can do some reading and goes to college. That doesn't last long, does it?
No, it doesn't last too long. He's way too famous. And so people are like filming him in class and he's just like, oh my God. And, you know, he misses the limelight and wants to sing again. So he just does it for a little while.
How do you make the mother-daughter, mother-son relationship palpable in this series?
You know, it's a comedy show, but really at the center is her love of her family. That's always at the center. So that comes before everything. Her family wanted to keep them together as much as she's like living her year of yes and taking, you know, kind of center stage, hosting her own talk show. She really just kind of misses her kids and misses her family and wants that kind of closeness again. So I guess I just try to play the love, the truth, like, you know, her heart. So even when I'm doing comedy, I think about love, you know?
The nicest part, in some ways, is Pat's feeling for her fans.
Mm-hmm.
She seems determined not to be like someone else she saw.
Yes. When Pat goes to the Rachel Ray show before she has her own talk show years before, she's like, oh, such a fan of Rachel Ray's. And then she's like disappointed that she just gets straight into her car and doesn't talk to her fans. Then you cut to Pat later and you see that she's brought up by her daughter, who's her, you know, manager, to say hi to her fans. And Pat feels like she's one of them. She doesn't feel any different. So she wants to spend time with them. And I think her fans really relate to her feeling like she is just like them.
Yeah.
So I think that's why they like her and they feel a connection to her and they want to hug her and they want to tell her their life story. And I relate to that. When I did Broadway, I used to always between shows, go talk to all the fans.
Uh-huh.
And I remember Kristen Chenoweth and John Hayes had been doing the show much longer than me. And they were like, be careful. You could, if it takes too long, you're not even have a break to go eat a cup of soup between the matinee and the evening show. So I did kind of learn, like, you just can't do that because it's exhausting.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Margaret Jo McCullen.
And I'm Terry Rialto.
And you're listening to
The Delicious Dish on National Public Radio.
I've been trying to find, you know, new episodes of Delicious Dish and can't find them. Is the show out of production? What happened?
That's so funny. Anna Gosser and I had so much fun performing Delicious Dish for all those years on Saturday Night Live, but we haven't done those characters for so long. But
I know, I'm kidding, all right?
A true joy to perform.
Now, did I pronounce your name correctly?
You sure did. Pete Schwede.
Do you ever run into people who think it is for real? I mean, let's put it this way. In the public radio, the greater public radio community, I have run into people that think it's an actual public radio show.
Is that right? Oh, my gosh.
Well, it's been a while, but yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, they actually have asked me, so, like, do they really talk about sweaty balls and stuff? And, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
And you don't want to be the one to tell them. That's a joke, yeah. You know. Yeah. That's
yeah.
A, yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly.
That's a joke. Molly Shannon returns in the other two on HBO Max. Of course, you can also find her on The White Lotus. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much, Scott. So nice to chat with you.